Good day, friends. This is Steve Johnson with Landing Strip Enterprises. Today, my proclamation is Christmas Incarnation overcomes Grinch Antichrist. God compressed himself supernaturally into a space on the mercy seat above the Ark of the Covenant. In the greatest communication, God compressed himself, voiced himself into human flesh, showing up as man. What powerful mystery! Even the Apostle Paul declared the flesh God a profound mystery. Beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory. 1 Timothy 3:16. Our mystery is substantial, not ethereal. Our auditory, visual, and tactile senses discern the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us. The shepherds and later the wise men witnessed the mystery. Later still, the followers of the Word testified to it. 1 John 1 says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, and we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the Word of life. The life appeared, and we have seen it, and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us." I prefer calling Christmas Incarnation Day. God became incarnate among us, wearing human flesh to save creatures made of flesh. Incarn means in flesh. All of us are born with flesh, but how exceptionally unusual for God to show up wearing it. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil. Hebrews 2:14. The story of Christmas is a rescue mission, but the hero is not local. Jesus comes down from highest heaven to redeem us. Heaven's purposeful war strategy utilized a virgin, a baby, a cross and tomb, and a few other items like host of angels. These weapons decimate the judgments of death and hell and all their powers. One of the greatest powers Jesus conquers is the spirit of the Antichrist. The Antichrist is anti-flesh. Note how the Apostle John warns us, "Many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the Antichrist." 2 John 7. Who is the Antichrist? Most people think of the Antichrist as a man who is a really bad dude. We'll have to watch out for him when he shows up. The far greater danger is the spirit of Antichrist, which is already in the world. If we cannot discern and overcome that spirit, we will be cannon fodder for individuals who operate as Antichrists. Many Christians have been decimated by the subtleties of the spirit of Antichrist. The Apostle John warned us, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and now it is already in the world." 1 John 4, 1-3. Have you noticed how stealthily, how subtly this satanic spirit has operated? Each Christmas, the radio sings more Santa and sleigh bells and less Christ has appeared among us. I noticed in a large box store that out of hundreds of Christmas cards, only two had a Christ message. The message of incarnation, God taking on flesh, has been watered down to dissolve its potency. Nativity has been replaced by naivety. The Antichrist is the diabolical Grinch who steals, "Today in Bethlehem is born for you a Savior." What is Antichrist's malicious, seductive intent? Satan doesn't want earthlings to know Jesus walked among them in flesh. Antichrist reduces Jesus to a vague, warm, but powerless spiritual feeling. He clouds the realization that Jesus is physically, tangible, concrete, and touchable. He obscures Jesus' physical incarnation and his ultimate, tangible, sizzling, dazzling return. He muddles the reality that Jesus raises us physically at the resurrection. Antichrist slanders Jesus, saying, "Jesus only appeared to have flesh. Jesus can't relate to you because he doesn't understand your fleshly struggles. Jesus is powerless to help you in your day-to-day fleshly world." Antichrist slanders Jesus, saying, "Don't expect Jesus to do anything world-changing. He will only grant you an indistinct spiritual comfort. Don't expect to live a life of overcoming sin because nobody who has flesh can overcome." The Antichrist says there's not much to him. He's vague and insubstantial. The spirit of Antichrist is fine with us spiritualizing everything. This deceiving spirit is fine with otherworldly ideas of Jesus, but not striking bold moments of awareness of his tangible presence. You may have already been seduced by Antichrist if you divide the world into spiritual and material. You have an abstract, theoretical, or hyper-spiritual image of Christ. You are more interested in going to heaven than seeing heaven physically transform earth. You may have already been seduced by Antichrist if your hope is in dying and going to heaven rather than the resurrection of the dead. You settle for Jesus healing the spiritually blind and deaf, but don't expect Jesus to heal the blind and deaf physically. You may have already been seduced by Antichrist if you don't expect to see tangible answers to your prayers. Now, here's some solution. Proclamations for crushing the Antichrist spirit. Sometimes we must shake ourselves and speak out loud the reality of our substantial Savior. We can take the truths of Incarnation Day and crush the naysaying Antichrist. Speak out truths like these. I am a Christian materialist. There is no division between spiritual and physical. Jesus pre-existed eternally and incarnated as a baby for me. Jesus solidly, physically, lives for me. My high priest sympathizes with me because he became like me. He knows the pain of my stubbed toe and personal rejection. He knows what it is to be exhausted and feel hunger. He knows the pleasures of family and friends. Jesus connects with me because he became like me. Jesus touches me in tangible ways, not just vague mystical ways. When I pray, I expect my Lord to respond with tangible answers. He delivers and heals my flesh. Our Lord Jesus is solid. My friends, Jesus was born in flesh, lived among us in the flesh, ministered to mortals wearing flesh, died in flesh, rose in flesh, ascended in flesh. He reigns in heaven in flesh. What does that tell us about heaven? He is returning in flesh to our material world. The Antichrist was overcome at the cross. I will no longer allow the Antichrist to slink around. I uncover and expose him. I certify the physical victory in Christ. My Lord Jesus has crushed the denials of the Antichrist by coming in flesh to save all flesh. This is Stephen C. Johnson with Landing Strip Enterprises. And by the way, to further fortify yourself in God's wonderful plan to dwell in flesh and bless His creatures made in flesh, see the scriptures posted below.